What I want to talk about today is why EM is too big to ignore and why EM is going to outperform developed markets on a 5 to 10 year basis. So let's start by thinking about what the global economy is going to look like 10 years from now. In 2030, the largest economies in the world, in order, are going to be China, America, and India. So let's call these our 20 economies. Then next, you have a series of economies. There's about 7 of them, which are large economies, but not quite as big as the other 3. So these include Indonesia, Turkey, Russia, Egypt, Brazil, Japan, and Germany. Let's call these our grande economies. So if you think of those 2 of the 3 20 economies are in emerging markets. 7 of the 10 largest economies, 20 and grande, are also in emerging markets. Now, let's talk about our piccolo economies. Unfortunately for Australia, it is a piccolo economy. And yet, as you know, and as you know from your clients, what's been happening in Australia over the last many years is that people keep pouring more and more and more FUM into this tiny little piccolo economy and this tiny little piccolo cup. And that's why the ASX 200 is at 18 times, the ASX Small Ords is at 19 times, and you have very little growth. The peg of the Australian market is around 4 times. So my pitch to you today, and my pitch to your clients, is to take some of the FUM that's in this little piccolo economy and put it into the 20 economies of China and India and to reallocate meaningfully towards emerging markets. So you should do it because these economies are too big to ignore and because it offers diversification into larger cups. But you should also do it because emerging markets is going to outperform. So I know there's been other presentations about emerging markets, but I'm going to give you my reasons why I think emerging markets is going to outperform. Number one, growth. So emerging markets as a group is growing at twice the speed of developed markets. It's around 4.5 to 5% versus 2 to 2.5%. So that's significant. Secondly, valuation. Emerging markets is trading at only 11 times PE. China is trading at 11 times PE. MSCI World's at 16 times PE. Australia is at 18, 19 times, and S&P is at 19 times. That is one of the biggest gaps that we've seen in the last 2 or 3 decades in terms of valuation. If you add those 2 things together, growth and valuation, the case for emerging markets gets much stronger. Emerging markets are growing faster and they're cheaper. So if you look at a peg ratio basis, what you're paying per unit of growth, there's a very, very strong case for emerging markets. Thirdly, diversification. As I mentioned before, I run an Asia fund. Asia is home to some of the best technology companies in the world. I have 34% of my portfolio in 4 stocks: Samsung, TSMC, Alibaba, and Tencent. It makes the acronym STAT. They're Asia's version of FANG. And while most investors now have some exposure to FANG, very few have meaningful exposure to STAT. And lastly, policy optionality. We've heard from many presenters today that developed economies are near the lower bound. There's not much optionality in terms of monetary policy or fiscal policy. Emerging markets are different. Rates are still very high. There's room on the fiscal side. A lot of the economies are more controlled. There's industrial policy possibilities, and there's also currency policy. So for those reasons, I think EM is going to outperform, and I challenge you to take some of your piccolo allocation and put it into emerging markets.